Broadcasting live from the beautiful Colorado Convention Center for Collaborate 13 OAUG Forum, it's OAUG Radio. Now, here are your hosts, Lee Cantor and Stone Payton.
All right, Lee Cantor and Stone Payton here. Collaborate 13, Technology and Applications Forum for the Oracle Community. Quite a show, Stone, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. We knocked out the morning session, we got a nice lunch, and now it's time for the Andy and Sherm show.
That's right. This is, who do we got? We got Andy
Farber. Yeah, we got Andy Farber, and we have Sherm too, and they're both with the OAUG Customer Support Council, and word has it they both have day jobs as well. But let's start with Andy and learn a little bit about mission and purpose for the Customer Support Council. Give us a feel for that, if you will, Andy.
Well, I'm co-chair of the OAUG Customer Support Council, and our mission and purpose is to be the voice of Oracle customers to Oracle.
And then Sherm?
Yeah, and this is Sherm Terry, and I work for Oracle, so and I'm the Oracle liaison to our user group
community. You're the voice of reason.
How's
He's
Andy
the voice
doing?
Of the customer.
You know, Andy's a great customer, and the OAUG Customer Support Council is absolutely fantastic, and I guess I would say it's we have a very collaborative and very trusted relationship, even though you guys had to separate us here. So.
Well, we did that on purpose. Now, how important is it for Oracle to have these customer support, you know, these users groups, and why was it important for you guys to actually become a member of the Customer Support Council? Sherm, you want to take that?
Yeah, well, we greatly value the feedback. You know, we have 380,000 customers, and sometimes it's kind of tough to figure out what's going on out there. The Customer Support Council gives us this customer voice of consolidated feedback that we can use that we can act on and hopefully make things better for our customer base.
Now, Andy, your day job is with Consumer Reports.
Yes.
And so Consumer Reports uses Oracle, is that accurate?
We're an Oracle customer. We've been using Oracle for over 20 years.
Oh, wow.
We put the application in 1991, and we've been happy with it ever since.
Did it go through your thorough testing, you know, that you guys are known for?
Actually, at the time when we put it in, I was not an employee of Consumer Reports. I was with another consulting firm. But no, we do test everything quite thoroughly, including the things we use for G&A.
So how does this thing do for you? The next few days, how are you going to invest your time?
Well, what I'll be doing here is I'll be looking for some things for our own implementation that we need. But I'll also be working with other people in support, trying to make sure that our users' voices are being heard, that we're able to move the ball forward, and make sure that everybody, just not those on the support council, get the direct benefits of our relationship.
So now, Sherm, how would you recommend that the members get the most out of a conference like this?
Well, we've got a number of support sessions. I think we've got like 20 of them here, and they're all product-based. And like this afternoon, we have a support session on the Siebel product, on JD Edwards, on eBusiness Suite. And anyone who is using that product, these sessions are a great benefit to them. Not only do they find out what's new in the product and they find out about lifetime support policies, but they also find out, probably most importantly, about proactive advice and things like upgrade advisors, patch advice. So there's a lot of valuable information, and that's what I would recommend to anyone is to you have that product, get to that session.
So after an event like this, does the council get together and sort of hold court and say, what did we hear? What do we want to do about it? What kind of information do we want to turn around and redistribute? What's the function from that point?
Well, actually, that's exactly what we're going to be doing. This year, for the first time, we have our own booth.
Nice.
We're collecting a poll of the users and giving them more information on what we do. We have a monthly meeting, and we're going to be taking the poll that we've been collecting. Lots and lots of comments from Oracle customers, from our users, will be going through that and finding out just what it is that we can be doing to help them. And we'll be using that over the next several months.
Now, the Customer Support Council is an advocacy group, right, for
Correct.
The members?
Yep.
So now, has there anything significant happened, or is there any milestones that you can share with us?
Sure. Two major ones. We most recently, I think, we published a list both on our website and on Oracle's website of a list of features and functionality that you need to watch out for when you do your upgrade going from 11 to 12. Originally, people thought things were lost in the upgrade, lost functionality. That really wasn't the case for much of them. Things got moved. And so this is a list of things of when you're doing your upgrade, where to look for where things got moved to. The other notable thing that we did working with Oracle, we were very concerned with support fees and the ending of support for release 11 and for release 12. And working with Oracle, we've extended the life of support for 12 and for 11 for a little bit, which is coming off, but for 12, 12.1 through 2018. So people who are doing an upgrade now will have support for it for the next 4 or 5 years.
Well, and I think from Andy giving us that, you know, working with the customer support console and getting that collective input, that's what we can then use to make those business decisions. And so we were able to, get rid of the extended support fee through 2014 for our EBS customers. And that was a, I think that was a big collaborative effort.
It seems like, from your standpoint, you're the VP of Global Customer Support at Oracle. This seems that this this users group is an important component of that.
Well, it really is. And it's not just, you know, it's also, it's to get feedback from them, but it's also to disseminate information out to them. And we had a couple of meetings yesterday, and we talked about a survey process, a customer advisory program survey process that we just rolled out at Oracle that we're asking our customers to opt into to give us feedback on functionality and supportability on the support program, support organization. And then we will feed back 3 weeks after the surveys are concluded. We'll feed back that information back to our users. So, but the more people that we can get to opt into these surveys, the better the statistical validity of it is. And the OAUG is helping us do that. So it's a great partnership.
Right. If you're not assessing, you're guessing.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, exactly.
So, Andy, the way this thing is structured, you and the end users, you must really feel heard, like you really do have a genuine role and even to some degree maybe even some pride of authorship on some of these new developments. It sounds very collaborative, doesn't it?
We absolutely do. We certainly know and respect the issues and challenges that Oracle has as a large corporation. There are a lot of things they can or can't do because they're a big public corporation. But we've been able to move the ball a little bit, and we are very proud of what we've done and of how we have this working relationship. And it worked; it does work very, very well for both personally and collectively.
So now you're here with an actual your own booth where people can interact with you guys. Now, is there a way to interact with you guys throughout the year?
Absolutely. We have a website. It's part of the OAUG website. And we have an email address, support@OAUG.com. They can send anything they want to that email address, and that is re-forwarded directly to the co-chairs of the council, and we'll get back to you on it.
And that all goes to Sherm's cell phone.
That goes right.
Right.
They put it in an envelope and mail it to your house, right? So now, the best way to interact with you is to come to the booth during the show here, right?
Yep.
And then have people there just hanging out answering questions. You have Oracle people there too, sure?
Well, we also have Oracle support booths where we've got folks that are staff that can give you demonstrations on My Oracle Support, can show you proactive tools like Upgrade Advisors and Patch Advisor. So in addition to the OAUG Customer Support Console booth, hey, swing by the Oracle support booth also.
Good stuff. Well, we thank you both for being part of this. We really appreciate you coming and spending the time, and I'm sure everybody in this room feels that you guys are serving them. So we appreciate that. This is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton. We will be back in a few at Collaborate 13.